It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This here is Chaplain Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song, you'll know. It's me. Hello, Podcast Land. Hey, I'm so sorry about that for just a brief moment, guys, because when I was doing what I was doing to get started and I did the theme song, I mean, it worked. But then the issue was is that I went and bumped my mouse and I clicked it and clicked it again, so it stopped and played. It was strange, but it is what it is. We are here. We are live and it's Monday. And I plan to give you a solid word from the Word of God, not something that, you know, just gives you goosebumps. Goosebumps is just the side effect of the emotion that God, the emotion that you feel from God. See, if everything, the thing was just goosebumps, it wouldn't be a message from God. But goosebumps is just a side effect. For instance, when you get scared, like you watch a scary movie, you get scared, right? What is the side effect of that? Goosebumps and all the other things, and you know, the trembles and all that, trembling and all that stuff. Those are side effects. You don't just tremble over something. You have to feel something first, so you feel scared. So when God is doing what he's doing and he's instilling in you a feeling, you're feeling loved. The side effect of that is the goosebumps. You're feeling wanted by God. You're feeling used by God in a good way. So all that plays into, that's the emotion. And then the side effect, as I call it, is the goosebumps and all the other stuff that come with it. The extra feelings. So with that being said, we are here. We are live. And guess what? I decided to change the batteries of my mouse. My mouse was dying. That's why it was very hard for me to click things and slide around on my leg. It was because my mouse was completely dying. It wasn't my fabric at all. It was the mouse was dying because of the batteries. So, with that being said, let's get into a few but brief announcements. But first off, I got some very, very, very exciting news. I was going to do this today, but God spoke to me and told me don't change a thing because God picked out the song list anyways. Why would I change something when God, you know, picked it out? I wanted to, because we got some new music from Dr. Prophet Larry Orell. We got some of his new stuff. We got all kinds of great songs like There Is No Secret, What God Can Do, and all kinds of other great tunes that he sang that we're going to be playing further on the show. But I wanted to play a song today with that new list of songs. It's in the folder now called Larry 2, because we got Larry and Larry 2. But I couldn't because God told me not to. So I have to listen to God. I have to obey God. It is good to obey God. It says, if you love me, follow all my commandments. That's one of his commandments to me today. Don't change your song list. So with that being said, we love you. We are here. We are here. We are here. So let's get into a few but brief announcements, starting with number one. Go to communitycloud222@gmail.com, spelled communitycloud222 @gmail.com. And guess what you can do right there? You can send me all of your prayer requests. Even if you want me to shout out to you on the podcast, send me your first name, your city, and your state, and I'll shout out to you on TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, be aware, you can call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF, for Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, be aware, we're doing this again this week. I will be downloading and chopping the audio tonight. I got to do it tonight. I have no other option. Tomorrow is outside the classroom Wednesdays. So I don't have a choice. Well, tomorrow's Tuesday. So I got to do either tonight when I'm done or tomorrow when I get off, because I got nothing to do. So I'm going to try to get it done tonight, because we have to have an episode. So be aware, we'll be doing Outside the Classroom Wednesdays this week, where we take Dr. Scott's message from outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. Also be aware, we'll be doing this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays, where we take Pastor Lance and Ernesto Travis's message outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. Be aware, we're doing this week's episode again of Worship Saturdays. We do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Grab your favorite drink, relax to your favorite lounge chair, and enjoy the music we here have on the show. And all we do is praise, prayer, and worship. That's it. Also, guys, be vitally aware that, yes, the Rumble will be happening, just not yet. We're still situating some stuff with Outside of Class on Wednesdays, and still my virus stuff from my search market still happens with my email address. I'm not sure why, but it does. I mean, as long as I don't log into my Acuslic on the internet and I use my community cloud, I'm fine. But I don't know why it's with my Acuslic. That's just strange. But it is what it is. So with that being said, we're doing it, just not yet, but be aware that we are going to be doing it soon. Also, guys, be vitally aware you can download this app. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL, available on a Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. And guess what you can do on the app? Let me get some water, guys. Hold on. There we go. And guess what you can do on this app? Well, you can listen, like, subscribe, comment, and download every single episode straight from the app. You can also view, there's a little chapter button, looks like a book. It shows you everything that was spoken after it's done. It shows you everything that was the message title. It shows you all the title of the songs. So if you want to get to a specific song, like maybe you wanted to hear a certain song that I played, you can just click on it for the chapters. It tells you where it's at. All that stuff can be done straight from the app. Also, guys, you can connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and email. Yes, email. Here's a patented TGIF life hack. Just go to Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL, available on Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Download Podcast Portal, and then go to the bottom right-hand corner of any page, click on the email button, looks like an envelope. Then you click on your email client, you click always, you type in your email, and you hit send. Now, what that does is, see, there's five different things. And it seems like a lot, but once you hit that always button, what it does is it eliminates your email client and all that stuff. It takes you straight to the email. Just click the button, type your email, and hit send. You no longer have to click on your email client anymore. It remembers where your email client is, and you're instantly sending an email straight to TGIF, so it eliminates that for you. It's a great idea, too. That way you don't have to always go back there, click the button, click your email client, click this, click that, type this, send that. It's just click, type, send. It's that easy. Also, guys, you can DM us on Twitter. It's running the app. I might actually start a page for Twitter for that. I'm not sure. But right now, you can DM us on Twitter right straight from the app. You can also view the Facebook page you got for the app, where it's got, you can message us through the Facebook Messenger. You can even call us straight from the app. Just go to the Facebook page and click on the little phone handle button right next to where it says message phone handle button. Click on the phone handle button, takes you to your phone dialer. You click the send button, you're instantly calling us here at TGIF straight from the app. You can view the blog postings we got going on. You can view everything that we've been doing straight from the app. I know, I got to update that too. I've been busy. I found out something, and this is striking to me, because we'll get back to what you can do on the app in a minute. I'm not used to this yet, but I found out when I went for my last COVID testing that the doctor only tells you what you're in there for. So if you had COVID, he tells you had COVID or COVID pneumonia, whatever else you had from COVID. But he doesn't tell you everything that is found in your tests, because most of it is not related to COVID, period. But he expects you to read that. Well, I didn't know that, and I thought he told me everything, and found out there's 6 different things that could be wrong with my heart. Meaning, why I say could be is because if it all stemmed from COVID, then once COVID was done, it should be gone. But he should at least told me that, because if it stemmed from COVID, he would have told me that. But I don't know what's going on just yet. I got to go get my heart checked out and some stuff going on. So just pray for me in that area. But that's part of reasons why we haven't been updating things lately. But we will get that updated ASAP as soon as we can. With that being said, guys, what else can you do on the app? You can listen to the 4 play buttons. 95.5 The Fish from Cleveland, Ohio. KJIC out of Texas. My former church, Evangel Christian Churches. And my former church, Portage Community Chapel, straight. My former church here in Ohio, Portage Community Chapel. For 95.5 The Fish and KJIC, just click their button and plays the radio stations. For Evangel, click their Evangel button. It says Evangel right on there. Click that. It takes you right to their YouTube page. Click on any one of their videos and you're instantly playing their videos. Now, with Portage Community Chapel, it's a little different. There's a little button below the Evangel button, and it looks like it's the same size, but it's an abstract color, some greens, some blues, some browns, some yellows. Click on that. It takes you to their Vimeo About page. Click where it says Videos. Click on any video that doesn't say Upcoming, and then click on the Play button. You're instantly playing their videos. So that's several things you can do straight from the app as well, so you can listen to some great music and listen to some good messages from both Evangel and Portage Community Chapel as well. With that being said, you used to be able to do a Google search result at the bottom of the Facebook page, but you no longer can. But if you go to the bottom, you can no longer do it at the bottom of the play buttons page, but you can at the bottom of the Facebook and the bottom of the Twitter. So when you go to the bottom of the Facebook or Twitter, just delete whatever in the search bar. Then all you got to do is just type in your own search result and hit send, and you're there and you're searching the internet. If you want more information, you can search that and you can find any bit of information that you want to. With that being said, my favorite part of the app is the portal chat feature, where you can chat with everyone who owns the app. If 500 people own the app, you can chat with 500 different people around the world. And it's phenomenal. You can take pictures and all that stuff straight from the app. But you got to take it with your cell phone first. So take a selfie, save it to your camera roll, go to the app, click the camera button, click upload picture, click the picture you want to upload, and hit send, and you're done. Now, you can only send pictures if you have an account. You do not need an account to just chat with us or PM anybody on the app. You can PM everyone and chat with us as long as you just put in, we don't care, Susie Smith, Joe Blow. You know, it don't matter. As long as you put your real name down, we don't mind. So you don't have to have an account to chat with anybody. You just have to have an account to send pictures. Now, be careful because you can PM anybody who owns the app. So if you want private prayers, you can PM people. But just be aware, because just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean that they are. There's a lot. The devil even says he's Christian and he's not. Think about it that way. The Bible says the devil comes look like an angel of light, looking so pure and innocent, but he's not. He's evil and he's deadly to your spiritual health. So remember that. Just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean that they are. With that being said, guys, that was Podcast Portal. And last thing to tell you on the announcements for today, ask your Alexa device. Say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome back to Podcast Portal. We can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa device. We also got that skill for your video Alexa device as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our announcements for today. Let's get into our first song of the show. And I promise you, Wednesday night is different. I got some great songs by Prophet Larry we're going to be listening to. Some new ones, too. So with that being said, let's get into our first song. It is entitled Jehovah Reigns by none other than my guest on the show, Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. Enjoy Jehovah Reigns.
We have heard many times in our Christian life that God has everything under control. The best part about it is that you can trust that statement. With everything that's going on around us, God is never at a loss about what he will do about it all. Psalms chapter 99, verses 1 through 5 emphatically states that above all, our God Jehovah still reigns. Nothing changes him. Nothing phases him. God is busy working out everything for our good. Then we can praise him and magnify his sovereignty, because in every trial and every test and every life situation and global condition even, God still reigns.
There you go, guys. That was Jehovah Reigns by my guest on the show, Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. Let me mark a few things here on my in my Bible here. 43 and then 11. I was trying to do this while the song was going on, but that didn't happen. And the last, oops, wrong way. Oh, well, we can just do it this way, too. It don't matter. And the last one. Where's the last one located at? Yes. Just one more second. We'll be done in just a second. This way, while we're going on into the message, we won't have to, there we go. We won't have to worry about me flipping through Bible pages because I'm already flipping through them right now. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that song. We gotta go to chapter 12. We're still there. Okay, 12. The New Testament is so much harder to understand. Not that it's hard to understand. The book of Revelation is hard to understand. But the New Testament is so hard to read because all of the chapters are so mixed up that sometimes you can't find 11. See, the Old Testament, it's all just straightforward. You just run through the list and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way to the where you need to. The Old Testament is so scattered, or the New Testament, I should say, it's so scattered around, you can't find where 1, 2, 3, and 4 actually are. 1 might be here, 4 might be over there somewhere else. It's confusing. There we go. And where's 15 at? There we go. And that will go that way. Okay. We are good. We are fabulous with our Bible markings today. And if Brian was alive, I'd say, Brian, my Bible pages are marked. And Brian would say, good. But Brian is no longer with us, so I can't tell him my Bible pages are marked. But Brian, if you're up there, my Bible pages are marked. So, I was listening to Dr. What's his name again? We have him every Thursday night now, and I can't remember him. His name, I just lost my train of thought. Not doctor, but Pastor Lance and Ernesto Travis, right. So I was listening to the broadcast last night, and she came and said something about, can't remember exactly, but it brought up the idea of, who do you say that I am? No, she said that's what I'm getting at. She said, who do you say that I am? And so I kept thinking to myself, well, who do you say that I am? And then Peter said that you are the, because they said you're Jehovah, you are God. No, they said, some say you're, you know, Moses, Elijah, Elisha. Some say you're, you know, what's his name? Jeremiah. Some say you're one of the prophets. But he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Son of God, the Son of living God, Christ, the Son of living God. And God said to him, no man has said that, no man has gave you that except for God. No man has said that to you except for God. So I took the idea of, who do you say that I am? And I didn't go with what Peter said, because that'd be a quick show, a quick message, and we'd be done and over with. And I didn't want to go with the same type of scriptures where it says, Son of God, Son of God, Son of God, because that just ruins the whole idea of who. So I got three different scriptures on what the Bible says who God is. And we're going to go into that in just a minute. So our title of the message today, if you're taking notes, please do. Get out your Bibles and we'll start and we'll get to the Word. Let's pray for a minute. I don't pray before I start my Word sometimes. Let's pray, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed this Word on my heart, that you, Lord, had gave me this message for this time and this season for these people that are going to listen live or going to listen to it afterwards. But I thank you, Lord, that you have laid your hand on this message, that you, Lord, are going to speak to these lips of clay and speak through these lips of clay what you want them to hear. I ask you, Lord, to forgive us because your Word says, Lord, it's good to have a repentant heart every day. Forgive us, Lord, of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of everything that we've done that is not of you. Take it out, strengthen us. We don't want to live right. We want to be safe. We want to be whole. Just like Bill Gaither said, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole. So take anything out that is not of you and cast it to the pits of hell where it belongs. And Lord, be with us as we study your Word and we hear what you have to say. Open up our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes that we may see and hear what you have to say in the Spirit. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Boom, boom, boom. Amen, boom, boom, boom. Amen, amen, amen. With that being said, guys, our title message for today is, Who Do You Say I Am? We got this notion in the world today that all religions lead to the same place, same God. Question is, who do you say he is? Some say he's Allah. Some say he's Buddha. Some say he's Hare Krishna, and some say he's Muhammad, etc. But who does the Bible say he is? Let's look at a few scriptures. Our first scripture is in Psalms 24, 1 through 2. So we're going to go to Psalms 24. Now, people do claim that God is Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, all these different people, Allah. And you know what? They all have this notion, and it's the truest in the world, that all this notion that every religion leads to the same place and the same God. You can get to heaven by believing in Allah. You can get to heaven by believing in Buddha, Muhammad, and Hare Krishna. Let me give you a quick scripture. I'm not going to give you the full scripture, but what about when God, Jesus Christ, took a drink? The prophet said, you go over there and you talk, communicate with your God Baal, and you call him down here to consume the sacrifice. Not only did the God Baal absolutely did not consume that sacrifice. In fact, the sacrifice was put on an altar for God, dug a trench, filled the trench. God ate the sacrifice, consumed the sacrifice, consumed the altar, and then proceeded after eating, took a drink. Paraphrasing, but get what I'm saying? That just goes to show that the other gods that the world thinks is real is not. There is no other God but God himself, Jesus Christ. He says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. We're getting a little too far in our message. So, we got this notion in this world today that all religions lead to the same place, the same God. Question is, who do you say he is? Some say he's Allah, some say he's Buddha. Some say he's Hare Krishna, and some say he's Muhammad, etc. There's more than that, there's more names of unknown God, of false religious gods that people claim that God is. But who does the Bible say he is? Let's look at a few scriptures. Number one, Psalms 24, starting at verse 1 and ending at verse 2. So Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, The word and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. So, it says in verse 1, says, the earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the water and those who dwell therein, for he has what? Founded. What does the word founded mean? Another synonym for founded is made. For he has made it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Another good scripture is, you know, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. So in that one, God founded the heavens and the earth, created, made the heavens and the earth. So my notes read as follows. First, God is our creator, the one who created not only the heavens and the earth, but the one who created me and you. Let's go to that scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So we're going to go to the very, if you don't know where Genesis is, open the front of your Bible, you'll find it. After the table of context. In my book, it's after the table of context, after all the fabulous pictures, after all the stuff that talk about each of the homecoming stars. After all that, in my book, that's where Genesis 1:1 is, the book of Genesis. So, we're going to Genesis 1:1. It's so hard to find Genesis in my book, in my Bible, when you got the homecoming edition, because all these different things that tell you about it, the Old Testament. Genesis 1, starting at verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. I'll keep reading for just a second. There you go. So, the first thing it says, I didn't have to read anymore, praise the Lord. First thing it says in chapter 26, and this is where I'm getting at. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So not only is he creator of the heavens and the earth, but he is the creator of me and you and me. Genesis 1:26. So God is our what? Creator. First, God is creator. So God is not Buddha, Muhammad, Jehovah. No, I mean, he is Jehovah, but he's not Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, but he is Jehovah. But God is first our creator. The second thing that God is in the Bible, it's found in two scriptures. So I got 5 scriptures. So I only marked the three main ones. But the other ones are, the first one is Isaiah 43:11. So let's go to Isaiah 43:11. The next one after that is going to be even easier to find because it's still in the same book. Isaiah 43:11. Starting at verse 11, and there's 11 right there. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. So, it says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. So, our next scripture is, in the same book, Isaiah 44:6. So, it's the next chapter up. 44. And And we're going to start at verse 6. Chapter 44 of Isaiah, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. So, let me say this, and that's why I went with there's no Jehovah. People call him Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna. But in both scriptures, on that one, it says, for number two, my notes read, both scriptures talk about God being our Savior. And furthermore, that there is no other God in this world but Him. Because if you read both scriptures, I'll read the last one again. Isaiah 44, verse 6. And let me read this to you. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer. It says right there, Redeemer. Israel's Redeemer. That means Savior. The Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. Besides me, he says. Besides me, there is no God. So what does that mean? That means that God is our Savior, and there's no one else in this world who will save us at all. Nobody. God's the only one in this world who has the power to save us. Nobody does. Even if I wanted to, and I can't, and I wouldn't want to. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't die on that cross like God did. Why? Because I couldn't. Because God had planned for Jesus to do such a thing. And if I did it, the whole word of God would have been null and void. John 12:15 is our next scripture. John chapter 12, starting at verse 15. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. So, the first thing it says is, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming. And finally, God is our coming king. No other God of this world said they will come back for his people but Jesus, except for Jesus. No other, if you read the Quran, if you read the Satanic Bible, you read the Quran, you read, you know, whatever book, Bible that Buddha has you reading, whatever book or whatever place you read about that God and you study about that God, nowhere in any context of those readings or anywhere where you study about those gods will they say they will come back for his people. Because they won't. They actually can't. Because they're not even real to begin with. They're not real, so why would they come back for his people? How could... Poor example, but it's a good example, but poor. Let me ask you a question. People always uplift Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. Mother Mary, the blessed Mother Mary. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of somebody, but I'm trying to give you an idea. So, they pray to Mary. Now, did Mary ever say she will come back in any text of anywhere? Even in the Catholic Bible, does it say anywhere that Mary will come back? No. She can't come back. She is not God. She was blessed by God, and she was impregnated by God to have Jesus and to birth the Son of God. But Mary herself was nobody special. Mary herself was not she was not even righteous. The only thing I see that Mary was that God chose her for was because she was never touched by a man. never touched by a man. But she was not perfect. She had flaws. She had things that she needed to repent of. She prayed for issues in her life. Mary was not somebody special. I'm not trying to say that people who do that are bad. There's some good people out there in this world, but get it through your head. Mary is not special in any way, shape, or form. The only way she was special is that she birthed the Son of God. Now, was she special in a way that God said, oh yeah, she's perfect. She's drop dead. I'm going to make sure she does birth Jesus. Oh, look at how perfect. No, she had flaws of every kind. I guarantee you she had flaws. Why? She is the race of Adam and Eve, just like I am, just like you are. If we have flaws, my wife Kim can have flaws, then what? She can have flaws because she's not perfect either. Just because she birthed Jesus doesn't make her absolutely drop dead perfect and you're instantly going to heaven. Oh no, let me say that to you again. I don't know if she is or isn't. I don't know where her heart actually was. I do believe, though, Mary did make it to heaven. But just because she birthed the Son of God doesn't mean she makes it. There's a lot more stuff that has to happen for her to make it too. So I think she made it, but where I'm getting at is that when you did anywhere in the Catholic Bible say that Mary was coming back? No. Did it say anywhere in the Quran that, you know, Allah was coming back? No. Nobody but Jesus. You read his Bible, he says, I will come back for my people in several different scriptures. So not only is God our creator, not only is God our savior, but God is our coming king. Our coming king, who one day will come and judge the earth. And there is no other God in this world that will come back for his people except Jesus. I'm reminded of a song from the Gaither Vocal Band. It's called The King is Coming. Let me read you some of the lyrics. I can't sing you some of the lyrics because I have to have a license to sing it live on a show. But I'll read you some of these lyrics. I'll read you the very chorus line of the song, and I'm going to put that into my show description ASAP. So the lyrics of the chorus is, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. So question is, who do you say God is? Let me ask you again. Who do you say God is? Hopefully by now, he is your creator, your savior, and your coming king. In other words, he is our all in all. Another good song, Ronnie Gaithers. So in other words, God is our all in all. He is our creator, he's our savior, and our coming king. And remember that no other god of this world, let me put my Bible away, sorry about the guys, let me put my Bible away, no other god of this world said to come back. None. I don't care how many people say, oh, you got to believe in Buddha, you got to believe in Muhammad, you got to believe in Hare Krishna. No, that's a bunch of baloney, because none of those gods claim to come back. And even if they did, they can't anyways because they're not even real. Why would something that's not real claim to come back? Good example, your lamp, the light bulb dies out. Would that light bulb say, I'm coming back? No, it can't. Why? Because it's not even, it's a real item, but it's not real as in it has a soul, has a spirit, has a voice. It's basically an inanimate object. Just like Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, they're, and I'm going to say it to you like it is, they're inanimate objects. They're statues that people worship. that shouldn't be worshipped because they're not even real. Would you worship your coffee table? No, why? Because it's not real. So why would you worship a God that claims to be real when it's not? Why would you worship something that somebody says is real and says that they're your God, but they don't have proof of it? They have no proof of it. For example, again, when the prophet said, call to your God, they cut themselves, they yelled, they screamed, they chanted, they did whatever they did, and they called to their God, and nothing happened. Why would you want to believe something that it took that long for them to do, and nothing happened? But when the prophet called to God, he not only consumed the sacrifice, he consumed the altar, and he took a drink. So why would you want something that's where nothing happens, yet I can show you a God where something does happen, where my God has proof, where my God is creator. He created the heavens and the earth. You can see all the beauty about God. See, my radio host that now does podcasting, Dr. Mike Savage, calls them snapshots. God's snapshots. I love it. Because look at it. How did trees get there? God. It doesn't say anywhere in the Quran that Allah created the trees. And Allah created this and Allah created that. Because they can't say that because God did it. God created the trees. God created the wind. When you hear and all the wind blowing, God created that stuff. There's a song that the Gaithers sing, and it's called Sinner Saved by Grace. He says, how could I boast of anything I have ever seen or done, or claim the victories that my God has won? Think about that. How can I say or claim anything? How can they claim anything that God has created? They can't. They can't say Allah created it when God did, because you can't do that. That just won't work. Eventually, one day when they get to heaven, when they get to the pearly gates, they're going to realize that they were sadly mistaken. And once they're finally cast into hell, that's it. Once they get up to judgment, and they're staying there at the pearly gates, and God's saying, you did this, you worshiped that God, you worshiped that God, you did this, you did that. Let me tell you something. At that moment, when God is judging you for everything you did, when they walk up and say, oh, hi, Allah. He's going to say, what? Who? Oh, wait, that's not in this courtroom. You did this, 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 and this. You worship that God, that God, that God. Once they realize what they did was wrong, they can't say, oh, I'm so sorry. Can I go to heaven? He's going to take one look at him and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I do not know you. But I'm sorry. No matter how much they will say they're sorry, they're going to realize the hard way that they should not have done what they did. So, God is our creator, God is our savior, and God is our coming king. So that's who the Bible says God is. And I love that. And you can also go to say that what Peter said was God is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes. You could say that too, but I didn't want to go that route because it would be too simple, too easy, and we'll be done in less than 5 minutes when I go that route. So I gave you three scriptures on who God is. Now there's more to it than who God is. There's a whole bunch of names. He's Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Nisi. He's all these different things. He's, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So there's so many things that I can actually do another whole message on who God says I am, part two. I might actually do that. Who the Bible says God is, part two, and then give three more scriptures who God is. And I could do that. I might actually do that. Because there are so many different names and things of God. I mean, I could do a whole series on who the Bible says God is. So, I might actually start doing the names of God and doing things with that. And if you want that to go on and you want that to happen, download this episode or a episode and let me know. See, I say download an episode to let me know because there's some people from like India and other places of the world that can't listen to this type of stuff. So they secretly listen to this, and if they make comments and stuff, they'll get caught and they'll get in trouble and possibly even killed for listening to what I talk about. So I do it that way. If you like what's going on, you want the names of God even more, you want other things that the Bible says God is, then please let me know. And I will definitely love to do it again. I might just do it anyways, but let me know. I want to know what your reaction to this message was. I thought it was phenomenal. But go ahead, let me know what your thoughts are, and we'll continue on with that possibly next week. But let's give the Lord a clap offering for being Creator, Savior, and coming King. Thank you, Lord, that you are Savior, and that you are our Creator, our Savior, and our coming King. And thank you, Lord, that you are doing your work here on the earth. With that being said, guys, that was our message for today. Let's get into our next song on the list. We already did Jehovah Reigns. So let's get into our next song. And our next song is entitled, Lord Will Worship You, by none other than the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Enjoy, Lord Will Worship You.
With praise, we'll worship too.
There you go, guys. That was Lord Will Worship You by, none other than the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. And let's get into our next song. And our next song on the list is, first let's get this song out of the list. We got three more songs. We're gonna play. We got three more songs. We'll play two. Pray we'll play the last one. Our next one is Thorns Upon the Rose by none other than Dr. Prophet Larry Orell. And my friend for over 16 years, enjoy Thorns Upon the Rose.
Sweet Rose of Sharon was such a fitting name for the one brought from the garden where he prayed. To be displayed so cruelly in Pilate's judgment hall, where falsely they accused the King and Lord of all. While in mockery they laughed and cursed his precious name, as they pressed upon his head a thorny crown of shame. It was the day they put thorns upon the rose. In suffering, life's greatest scene and me unfolds. From his sinless brow beneath that crown, a cleansing river flows. It was the day they put thorns upon the rose. They could have called the blind, he'd given sight to speak in his defense. The woman at the well, or the lepers he had cleansed. Or they could have called just anyone of thousands, I suppose, who'd known the healing fragrance of Sharon's rose. But in mockery they laughed, they cursed his precious name, while silently he wore their thorny crown of shame. It was the day they put thorns upon the rose.
There you go, guys. That was Thorns Upon the Rose by my friend and guest, by my friend for over 16 years, Dr. Prophet Larry O'Reilly. Let's play our next song, then we'll pray and we'll end it that way. This is It's Not Goodbye, but none other than... First off, I want to say that song matched the message completely because putting thorns upon the rose was when Jesus died and was Savior. So there's a lot of things in this in these song lists today that matched the message. Our next song is It's Not Goodbye by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Wearer. Enjoy It's Not Goodbye.
Sweet release.
There you go, guys. That was It's Not Goodbye by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Warrior. Let's pray. Lord, we humbly come back before you, Lord, and we thank you, God, that you are God and God alone, and that, Lord, there is no other God but you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are Creator. You are our Creator. You are our Savior, and you are our coming King. And we thank you, Lord, that you are having your way in this ministry and in this podcast. And Lord, I thank you that you're blessing everyone to the sound of my voice, blessing them and giving them their heart's desire, as long as it's not be what? Selfish. And Lord, I thank you for drying up all of my issues that I had for the last 2 weeks. And Lord, I thank you that I get to go back to work and get to continue making an income, Lord. I ask you to bless people at my work that they are safe and healthy. And Lord, I ask you to heal everyone like you did me, from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, from cancer, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. Heal my mom's arm that's not frozen no more. Heal my sister's heart that's not bad. And Lord, heal them from diseases that contract themselves to sin. Yes, HIV, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, why? Because when you heal them, show your mercy, your power, and your grace, and that you are real. I'm reminded of Scripture, Lord. It says you came through the door. It doesn't say you opened the door. It says you came passed right straight through the door, because you're all spirit at that moment. You said, Thomas, look at my hands. Thrust your finger in my side and see that I'm God. What did Thomas doing on his knees and said, truly you are the Son of God? What did you say? Blessed are those who have seen and believed. But it doesn't stop there. It says, blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. So show them now, Lord, so when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say, have to see to believe, because they'll say, if you did it then, you'll do it again. Your word says, Lord, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, boom, 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 amen, boom, 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 amen, amen, amen. Let's get into our last song, and it is entitled, No Other God Like You, because guess what? The Bible says in the two Isaiah scriptures we read that God is our Savior, that there is no other God before him. So let's get into No Other God Like You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray, my friend and worship leader for over 19 years. Enjoy No Other God Like You.
I rejoice as I sing the song of praise. By your amazing grace.
I'm surprised with how many times I dropped this mouse from Five Below. It's actually pretty rugged. It's pretty good. But that was There's No Other God Like You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray. Two things to remind you of again. Number one, download that app. It's called Podcast Portal. Spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. Available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Again, on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. It's called Podcast Portal. Spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. And you can do all these wonderful things on that app. Also, guys, ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got that skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our show for today. And as always, this is TGIF reminding you to, one, trust in the Lord in all your ways, two, lean not to your own understandings, and three, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, and good night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.